from 1983. Rotary Connection with Peace at Last. Once again, off the Peace album from 1968, that's the song that explains that Santa Claus is high on mistletoe, and that's how he gets everything done. And we started that set off with Lemmy, possibly my father. He actually told me that. Lemmy Kilminster with Run, Run, Rudolph. And that song's from 2008, and it features Dave Grohl and Billy Gibbons. So how about that? And that brings us to the end of this year's Classic Rock Mine Christmas show party be-in thing. I have one more song for you, and then Belinda will take over with Bubbles in the Think Tank, so stay tuned for that. This last song was a massive, massive hit in the UK, one of many of the massive hits that this band had. You will never, ever, ever, ever hear it in the US, except on Classic Rock Mine. So I say to everyone, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Now at 11:01, according to the WMFO digital clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. now at 11:04, according to that very same WMFO digital clock. You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's two, probably plus a little, of the It's two of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double-dong-daring you since 1990, even when I do it alone, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up now, it's time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days, because, you know, it's that time of year where other people are thinking about the holidays and all kinds of stuff like that. Not me. No. I'm sitting around thinking about... I'm sitting around thinking about all of the radio obituaries that are stacking up in the corner over there, because we have so many special episodes this time of year, not the least of which was last week's special episode, which was, of course, the Heap Big Christmas Mad Lib, where the January Fairy was here in the studio. I miss her so much already. It's been a week. What am I saying already? So nice to have her around. I want to thank Joe Silver. Our sweet Joe Silver, chairman of the board in the New York office, for putting together that very special opening of the show. It was very, very nice. Everybody was great. The Heap Big Christmas Mad Lib, Volume 3, Number 17. Put that Mad Lib to bed, finally. Whew. It was a crazy thing. But now we move into the most fabulous time of the year, when I am done with Christmas. Done and done. And I can give you, the listener, a safe space from the holiday music. Because we all need it. Don't even pretend like you don't. Even though there was a hot second where I realized that I could have done an all Christmas radio obituary episode, but I decided not to. Because I love you. And I love myself. So I'm not doing it. Not doing it, but we are still going all radio obituary tonight. Looking forward, though, coming up next week, I will be gone, and DJ Ryan D will be here sitting in. He's going to do some obits, so I don't have to panic so much about falling further behind. And then 2 weeks out after that, don't make me look at a calendar, it's the bee's knees. Stuff I really liked that I bought. That was released in 2017. And that's what we know is coming up. What we know is coming up right now, though, is the initial radio obituary. But of course, first, we have to remind you to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. Then we have to thank Vince over at themusicsover.com for everything that he does for us. And now we begin with the initial radio obituary for George Avakian, the American record producer. He was also an artist manager, a writer, educator, and executive, best known for his work from 1939 into the early 60s at Decca Records, as well as Columbia, World Pacific, Warner Brothers, and RCA. He functioned as an independent producer and manager from the 60s into the 2000s. And over his career, he worked with artists including Louis Armstrong, Miles Davis, Duke Ellington, Benny Goodman, Dave Brubeck, Keith Jarrett, Errol Gardner, Sonny Rollins, oh my lord, Edith Piaf, Bob Newhart, Johnny Mathis, Ravi Shankar, so many people. George Avakian just passed away at 98. It is the initial radio obituary just for him, with one of those tunes that we always like to include if we can. Right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Yesterday's kisses are still on my lips. I had a lifetime of heaven at my fingertips. Now all is gone. Gone is the rapture that thrilled my heart. Gone with the wind, the gladness that filled my heart. Just like a flame, love burned brightly then became an empty smoke dream that has gone with the wind.
Gentlemen, and welcome to Boston. I have a request tonight. Usually I don't do request numbers, unless, of course, I have been asked to do so. This is a request from a lady. I sincerely hope. She's an elderly lady. She's an old lady, I might as well face it. As a matter of fact, she's dead now, but... It's from her son. He and I grew up together. We haven't seen each other for approximately 7 years. Neither have I. But he asked me if I would do a routine I used to do when we were little boys and girls. Yeah, a little, Well, we didn't know the difference anyhow because we were just very small. As a matter of fact, he still doesn't. Well, he asked me if I would do that routine, so with your permission, or maybe entirely without it, I'm going to do that routine right now. Unfortunately, he called up and said that he couldn't be here tonight for this concert, so now I actually don't have to do that routine. Which, of course, takes care of that. So, now I'm going to do something else. By the way, we are going to have an intermission pretty soon. Don't you like intermissions? Oh, I love them. Smoke, cigarette, walk around in the lobby, meet friends, and so on and so on. We are going to have an intermission of about an hour and a half tonight. So that we really can get acquainted. So for my fourth and last number, I'm going to play excerpts from Rachmaninoff's second piano concerto, number 2, that is. By Rachmaninoff, of course, who also wrote the music for this concerto. This is a piano concerto for piano and concerto, and was originally written for approximately 95-piece symphony orchestra. Due to circumstances beyond my control, we seem to be approximately 95 pieces short. But you won't notice the difference because I play it very fast. This concerto was written in 4 flats because Rachmaninoff had to move 4 times while he wrote it. And of course I play excerpts. I don't know the whole thing. That's the Steinway people have asked me to announce that this is a Baldwin piano. Pardon me for sitting down while I play. Pardon my back. Pardon my front. But that's the way I'm built. Speaking of pianos, many people have asked me why there are 3 pedals in these grand pianos. Well, the pedal in the middle is there to separate the 2 other pedals. Which might be bad news for people with 3 feet. Rachmaninoff's 2nd piano concerto. When you hear this, that is the introduction. And when you hear this, that is the main theme. Then when you hear this, then there's definitely something wrong because that's Tchaikovsky. Would you, on the other hand, like to hear the famous Polonaise in A-flat by Chopin? Very well. Is there anyone here who can play it? So that takes care of that. Now, I'll be very honest with you. I know 2 numbers. That's all. One is Clair de Lune, and the other one isn't. Do you have any preferences? Very well. Clair de Lune, English translation, clear the saloon. What's the matter? They're closing up their joint. Could I please have some lights? Oh, thank you. Now I can see the match. That's Now I'm going to put this microphone right over next to you, madam. So watch your language. By the way, can you all hear what I say without the microphone?
No.
No? Well, how can you answer my question? Ladies and gentlemen, this number is a number during which most people cough. I have heard people cough during this number, people who have never coughed in their life. See, I haven't even started yet. Afternoon. What's the matter? Don't you like good music? That took care of that one. I should like to play for you a theme. T-H-E-M-E. Eminem, you are late. Why are you so late, by the way? Well, I'm going to play this theme now, T-H-E-M-E, for you, as I told you. And when I'm through playing it, I will ask you to name your favorite composers. And I will then try to play this theme the way these your favorite composers would have composed the same theme. If you'll be kind enough to name your favorite composers, whom would you like to hear?
Sibelius.
Who asked you? All right, Sibelius. Who else? Bach. Which one? Johann Sebastian or Offen? Making a difference. Whom else?
Mozart.
Beethoven. Brahms. Sousa. Chopin. Who? Well, will you make up your mind, you two gentlemen? Chopin. Yeah, I'll play him twice. We got him twice. Who? Body else? Brahms. Who?
Beethoven.
Are you making fun of my accent? Prokofiev. Well, I think we have enough anyway. I would like to begin with Tchaikovsky. Beethoven. Before I play these your favorite composers, I would like to read to you from a book I have here just a few lines from the life story of some of these great masters, because some of them are most uninteresting. Here is the book. What did I say? Tchaikovsky. Tchaikovsky, C under T. M-N-O-F-S-T. Here we are. Lipton. Wrong T. Ah. Tchaikovsky. Seafood. Pardon me. Oh, sea footnote. Oh, yes. Down here it says Peter Ilyich. That must be his name. Peter Ilyich Tchaikovsky. Pete was born in Votkinsk, May 7th, 1840. When he was a little boy, he never played out in the streets of Votkinsk, like the other little children of Votkinsk. Because when Tchaikovsky was 1 month old, his parents moved to St. Petersburg. Told you it wasn't very interesting. Now the way he would have composed Happy Birthday.
Roast beef can't fix up.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, Pops. A man works hard, then comes on home, expects to find stew with that fine ham bone. He opens the door, then starts to look in.
Say, woman, what's this stuff you cooking? Now that meat and no potatoes are just seen right there like a green tomatoes.
Here I'm waiting, palpitating with all that meat
and no potatoes.
All that meat and no potatoes. All that food to the alligators.
Now hold me steady, I'm really ready. Now all that meat and no potatoes.
I don't think that peas are bad. With me, most anything goes.
Yes, I looked in the pot. I'm fit to fight. Cause, woman, you know that mess just ain't right.
Oh, that's all. Oh, all that meat and no potatoes. just ain't right, like green tomatoes.
Woman, I'm steaming, yeah, really screaming. All that meat and no potatoes.
Anything goes.
That's what I like about you. I looked in the pot, and what a sight. 'Cause woman, you know, without rice, beans just ain't right.
Oh, Pops, all that meat and no potatoes just ain't right, like green tomatoes.
Now, woman, I'm steaming, and I'm really screaming.
It ain't ration.
All that meat
and no potatoes.
You're still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda, and this continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's an all-radio obituary episode tonight. We're going to do our best to truck all the way through this and get out of here something like on time. But not, you know, we're not. We'll do what we got to do. That's what I'm going to say. The post-initial radio obituary tonight is for Ralph Carney, the American singer, composer, and multi-instrumentalist. His primary instruments were saxes and clarinets, but he also collected and played many instruments, often unusual or obscure ones, including those that he invented himself. He got his professional start as a musician as the founding member of the band Tin Huey. He's best known for his long association with Tom Waits, but he was noticed early on in playing with the Waitresses, amongst others. It's a disservice to Ralph to call him a session musician. And had we gotten the Bubbles in the Think Tank record catalog number 5 into production, Ralph would have been on that record. It could still possibly happen, because I believe there is one in the can for us. That's my great hope. But not picking up that anytime soon. Ralph Carney just passed away at 61. The last time I got to see him was in San Francisco for around my birthday. Gosh, I guess 3 years ago now. And recorded this in hopes of sharing it with our titular head of research, Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr. Never got around to it. And then when it became clear that this obit was going to be happening this week, he sent a different version of it and said, hey, you should play this. And I said, oh, I forgot all about that. So one of those tunes that we always like to hit in a radio obituary, recorded by me, partially. It's an excerpt from 2015. It's the penultimate radio obituary for Ralph Carney right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I was so happy to see you. I fell into the mist.
I
know a place
way uptown. I know a place where fun can be found. People drink fluids, then they eliminate them. They drink a lot of fluids.
Everybody was at a table at a wedding, and she had that soda or water and was washing her dirty hands in the glass. You want another one? See what the other one would be. Let's see. Oh, here's a simple joke. This guy's in the men's room of the temple there. He started washing his hands after he urinated, and the people in there started laughing like the dickens. See, you're not supposed to wash your hands in the men's room. Some places do. I don't know how funny that sounds. Is that correct? If it isn't, then just cross it off altogether.
I went to Jupiter. I went to Mars, baby. Yeah, I went to Mommy. I went to You don't have to worry, you don't have to worry. to the flats, through Cleveland, steeple trees illuminated, Lake Bridge light, college cars speed round white lines through green lights, past downtown's pale hotels, triple towers, smokestacked, steaming in blue night, buildings in water, the shimmer of that factory in the blackness, a little tinkle, railroad engine bell, see the orange bedroom shack under the viaduct, crisscrossed with 1930s raindrops tragedies, extrapolating railroads overhead, asphalt road bumps, that blue flame burning industry, boom, boom, Mahadev, microphone, ice cream, battle conditions, come in towers. Buster Keaton died today. Folk songs and the iron smell of Republic steel. Hish. American children crossing Jones Laughlin's yellow bridge saying, oh, how beautiful. And work, ye tarriers, work in the fiery hill on the press under black smoke. Oh, yes, look, the lake mill lights like an organ pipe that smokestack heart crane died under. Black tank skeleton lifted over railroads, iron lamps, illustrious robots stretched with wires, smoking organ pipes of God in the Cleveland flats, open hearth furnaces light up sky, all-night gas station, Steelton downhill, that smell, what is it? The guys wander up and down their gas refining cracker, climbing ladders in white light, poutine, smells, creosote. Look at that gas cloud we just passed through. Twin heavy smokestacks there. Space-age children wandering like lost orphans through the landscape filled with iron. Their grandfathers sweated over forges. Now all they know is them rockets they see silvery quivering on television. I don't know anymore. Om Muni Muni Mahamuni Sakyamunaye Svaha Gate Gate Paragate Parasam Gate Bodhi Svaha.
Small-sized person, and small in size, he's not very big. He's a dwarf, like Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Tall in the storybook at the end of the day, right? Right, Dave? Dave Greenberg. I'll call you Dave or David, whichever you want, right? Right.
Abbastanza bene,